Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist as well as a Reiki practitioner. You can find me online through my website, which is nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And from my site, you're able to schedule sessions to meet with me remotely through phone, Skype, or FaceTime, or you're welcome to meet in person at my New Orleans or Los Angeles office locations. I also come to you and do on-site, on-location therapy sessions. Secondly, you are able to listen to archived episodes of this show and subscribe to this show through the links that are on NOLA Therapy to iTunes and Google Play. And lastly, if you like and enjoy what you have been hearing, I would love for you to support my work through my crowdfunding campaign with Patreon. There is a link at NOLA Therapy. Additionally, you can check out Patreon because there's so many artists, writers, podcasters that you can support for as little as a dollar a month through Patreon, patreon.com. And the link to my page is just /Lisa Tahir, all one word. So I'm going to introduce my guest today. She is someone that I've known for over 3 years. I am about to bring on Cindy Folsom. She is owner of Vitality Flow. And first and foremost, she's a certified colon hydrotherapist, which we're going to be talking about. She's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a clinical nutritionist, a yoga teacher. She's a Reiki master teacher and practitioner, and was recently featured in Voyage LA magazine. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to be on your show and to have some time to chat with you.
It is. Thank you for being my guest today and with our listening audience. Where do you want to start our conversation?
Well, I suppose we could start with the benefits of colon hydrotherapy or colonics. That's something that it seems a lot of people have heard about. They're not totally sure why people do it, but they're very intrigued by it. And that's probably one of the big questions that I get a lot of the time is, well, what are the benefits? Why do people do that? We can start there, or we can start with how I started.
No, let's definitely start there, because even when I know I'm introducing you as a colon hydrotherapist, I can almost sense people being like, okay, tell me more, because it's something intriguing, like you said, and also a little intimidating and scary.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes people wait for many years before they develop the courage to come in and do a session. And then they usually feel amazing afterwards. So basically, for those who don't know, colon hydrotherapy is a way of cleansing the body with water. And when people do that and they cleanse their colon, they often feel lighter. A big benefit that people talk about that they feel after doing some sessions is feeling less anxiety, which I find really interesting. And your gut, it is said, is your second brain. Your colon and your digestive organs have thousands of nerve endings attached to them. And basically every thought you have and every emotional process you have has a registering effect in your intestines, in your colon. So sometimes when you change the way you eat or you do some cleansing, it really affects your mental, emotional state in a very positive way. So that excites me. I always love to hear, you know, what people are experiencing that's a little bit different than how I experience the benefit. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you first, and then I'll say just something you said. I'm going to dovetail it to ask you about.
Oh, I was going to say better digestion is another benefit, but we can go back to your comment.
Sure.
You want to
Well, you talk in your work about the deeper meaning to colon hydrotherapy is letting go. And can you talk some about, because I know I've worked with you, I've come and had colonics with you, and it is like a letting go in a way that feels really unusual from I think how we usually conceptualize what letting go is through a prayer, through a meditation, through throwing things in the trash or donating them. So can you talk about kind of the, and you are also a shamanic Reiki practitioner, kind of the meaning of letting go in this way through colon hydrotherapy that is helpful for people?
Yes, yes. So I think the nature of our lives as human beings is that we're in a constant sea of change. And I think sometimes that can be very exciting, but it can also be very challenging as we go through the hurdles and the challenges and the great things that happen to us in life. And I think it's also our nature to want to be in control of the events that happen in our lives. And I think to some degree, we have a lot of influence on the events that happen in our lives. But in other ways, we don't. So we have a little bit of fear around that. And that causes us to hold on tight and to want to try to control things, people, events that go on. But really, I believe there's a greater power that orchestrates a lot of what happens here. So I think this is reflected in the body, you know, that saying, as it is in the microcosm, so it is in the macrocosm. Mm. And we are actually physically holding on for dear life in some ways. And that's showing up in the digestive system. So with colon hydrotherapy, what I've noticed is during the session, I start asking people a little bit about what's going on in their lives. We talk about digestion. And then as we sort of get into more of the nitty gritty of what's really going on behind the scenes with relationships, with something that's going on at work, and people really start opening up and sharing sort of what's bothering them, they start releasing in the colonic session. Their intestines start opening up and releasing. And that I always see that. And as they start to let go and it feels okay to talk or share about it, the body's like, ah, wow, I can really let go too. So there's really, you know, no real difference between the body, the mind, the emotions. It's all connected. And we really see that manifested during the colon hydrotherapy sessions. And it's a lot harder for some people to let go than others. But, you know, I have different ways of working with people to help them get the most out of it and to be able to relax and have a really good experience. So, and I think too, it's just like you were saying, you know, we get rid of things and we let go of things that we have in our homes. Sometimes it's really hard to let go of something that's really sentimental. Sometimes it's really hard to let go of something that we've had for years since we were a kid. And we have a lot of patterns within us that have served us very well and have helped us survive in life. And so what happens as we grow older or step into a new phase of our life, sometimes these things or these patterns are no longer relevant or they hold us back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's important to acknowledge them, thank them, let them go so that we can step into the greater version of ourselves. And so circling back to the colon hydrotherapy, this is just a way to more finely tune your body, which is your instrument of expression in this life. And as you let go of the old and tune it up, you can feel a big difference and just more room in your life to let new in. You feel more energy. So from that perspective, I think it really brings together body, mind, and spirit in a way to take a quantum leap in feeling better, performing better, you know, approaching your life from a clearer, better perspective.
Well, and I think as well, what I've learned is that, which I didn't know, that we can store in our body physically, in our colon, debris for years, correct? That's trapped up in the colon that doesn't get released, that gunk inside of our colon, correct? That the colon hydrotherapy can loosen and then we release it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. With the instrumentation that we use, we can see and observe what is coming out. And oftentimes I will see something, maybe it looks like popcorn kernel husks or something, and people will say, oh, I haven't had that for 6 months or a really long time. So definitely as we hold our mental, emotional, we are holding in the body as well. And colon hydrotherapy is just a way that cleanses the body that's very different than any other method that I have come across.
Yes.
And oftentimes people will come to me when they're at a very big transition in their life. And as they're letting go of old patterns, you know, they're ready for that and their body is ready for that too. That's something I've noticed.
Well, I think definitely after a breakup, after a transition of any sort, personally, professionally, all of those things affect us psychologically. And going back to the beginning, you talked about our gut having its own intelligence. And I just think of whenever we're stressed, I mean, people hold, you can do it right now, listeners, just like clench your gut. When something, even if a car takes off in front of you, you squeeze your gut, you like, oh, like constrict that area of your body. And that's compacting what's inside of us, including the waste that needs to come out. And it gets hard and becomes deposited upon the lining of our colon. And I've seen in the treatments, listeners, if you go to Cindy's website, vitalityflow.com, and there's a link to the article in Voyage LA Magazine, and there's some pictures of your office and how the device that you use has like clear tubes of the water flowing in and then what's coming back out of your body. And you can see those particles and pieces just coming out of your body. And I know for me that feels really good just to see this literal old stuff that has been trapped coming out. I mean, it's just like, what could be healthier or better than experiencing that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be able to see that. And what that also does, you realize, wow, I have a very important relationship with my colon, with my digestive system, and with what I'm putting in my body. And when people come in and they see all of that old sludgy stuff coming out, they're pretty shocked. And it really connects them to the act of eating, to the act of choosing what they're putting in their body in a very unique way. And people can't believe it. It's even the smallest of people come in and have the most huge amount of elimination. And it's quite interesting.
So some of the things, when I first came into you and I went back and I mentioned to a few people, some people were like, that's amazing. And then a few people had questions that I'm just going to put out to you because I imagine some listeners are wondering this. Some of the misnomers, some of the like dispelling rumors about colon hydrotherapy. Someone told me you cannot do that, Lisa. Your colon's going to collapse. It's going to cause you to be dependent upon this procedure. Can you talk to us about some of the false information out there about colon hydrotherapy?
Yeah, I have never seen or heard of a colon collapsing from this process. So that's interesting. That's the first time I've heard that one.
Okay.
And what was the second one that you just mentioned?
Just that to become dependent upon this procedure for elimination and digestive health. Just some fear around that. Almost like you're not going to be able to expel waste from your own body if you have this procedure done. Just some like fear around that from people that didn't know about it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, there's a few different angles that I can answer this question from. And what happens when people come in for colonics is they feel so great and so much energy and they get so excited about it. They say, oh, I would love to do this all the time. Can I get addicted to it?
Okay,
yes. And the answer is no. What ends up happening is your body has such a wisdom to it. You will be excited about it and do it for a little while. And then you will hit a wall and your body will tell you, you'll wake up one morning and you'll say, the last thing in the world I want today is a colonic. I'm done for now.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I have not seen anyone become addicted to it. And the other piece of it is how the actual mechanics of a colonic work doesn't lend itself to the process becoming addictive. So what is actually happening is we're introducing a very gentle pressure of water directly into the colon. And we use a very, very small amount of water. And when that water enters the colon, it's basically stimulating the natural muscle action of your colon, which is called peristalsis. And it's that natural peristalsis that's happening when you have a regular bowel movement that is also happening in this session. So we are not in any way weakening the colon or doing something artificial. We're simply stimulating the natural process of your body, which is kind of like a little gym workout for your colon.
Okay, with a little bit of water.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of water. Nature is, you know, taking its course.
Okay, well, I think that's helpful then. It's not that at some point, so sorry, I'm fumbling around. What would be your recommended, how frequent, how many treatments, how frequently, what is optimal, would you say?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It really depends on what a person is coming in for, what their goal is. Everybody that comes to me has a little bit of a different goal. Some people are coming in because they're curious. They just want to see what it's all about. Other people are very health conscious. They do a yearly cleanse. And, you know, some people are adding it to a weight loss program that they're doing. So I would say, you know, for the average person who maybe wants to just try it out, they would definitely want to come in and do three sessions close together if they've never done it before. And you want to do them within a 10-day or 14-day period.
Okay.
And the reason for that is the goal of this therapy is to cleanse the length of the colon, which is about 5.5 feet long. And the first session, everybody that comes in is nervous. You know, sometimes a lot is released, sometimes not too much. But over the course of the three sessions, combining that with nutrition, people usually feel a pretty good sense of transformation in their body after that. And that said, sometimes people will need a few extra sessions depending on, you know, if they've done any cleansing throughout their life or, you know, if they have other issues going on like constipation or they don't drink enough water. So, but I would say on average, the usual person that comes to me, I recommend to do three sessions in that short period of time so that each session can build on the other. And what I want to have happen is I want somebody to have an amazing experience where they really feel like, wow, something so good is happening in my body. I feel amazing. I don't want them to come for one. They've never done it before. And they say, hey, that doesn't do anything. That's what happened to me when I first was interested in doing this. I said, oh, I don't need three. I'm healthy. I'm a yoga person. And I signed up for three, but after the first one, I said, this doesn't do anything. I'm so disappointed. But then when I kept on going and I did the third one, I just couldn't believe how amazing I felt. And people noticed it too. My friends were saying, what are you doing? Your skin looks amazing. Your eyes are so bright. So it makes a really big difference.
Well, and I think too, maybe why some people might have the experience with one treatment that this doesn't feel very effective is because, I mean, we're making ourselves really vulnerable. We're laying on a table with an apparatus in our anus and with, you know, water flowing in our bodies. And then we're supposed to let whatever come out. I mean, it goes against everything that we're taught to do. You know, you don't poop in public, basically. So it's, you know, just to be real. So I think the good news about that is though everything might not come out of your body laying on the table with you, you go to the restroom and you spend the rest of the time expelling what needs to come out on the toilet privately. So, you know, if it doesn't all come out on the table with that apparatus inside of you, it comes out right after. So I think, again, the body gets more comfortable with this procedure the more frequently you do it, and also give yourself permission that it's okay to let the body release in this way that is so radically different than what we do.
Oh, absolutely. And that's people's biggest fear. They come in, and the system that I use is called the closed system. And the nice thing about it is the waste is contained. There's no odor, there's no mess. It goes through the tube. But people have a huge fear because, just as you said, we're not brought up to be doing this in front of another person.
No.
Usually we're in the privacy of our own bathroom. We're sitting there. It's very quiet and contemplative. And then when somebody has to relax and let go to that degree with another person there, it's pretty freaky for them.
Yeah, on a table. It's totally like, I feel like my body was like, no fucking way. Like, this is not, you know, and then you were really encouraging, you know, like, it's okay. Nothing's going to come out all over the place. Like, this is okay. And so that's why I think having that chamber to see the water flow in and then what comes out, that's really helpful to see that the body is releasing what needs to be released. That helped me relax to see that in action.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's quite interesting. That's really what I tell people that come the first time, that their brain is the biggest obstacle in your first colonic. And the reason is because your imagination is going to torment you. It will tell you it's going to explode everywhere. That's what everybody thinks. So hold on for dear life. And, you know, it is okay to relax and let go. The only thing you don't want to do in a colonic is bear down and push. But once I give people permission, it is okay to relax and let go. Usually their body finds a way to do that. And sometimes that even takes a couple of sessions. You know, sometimes a person may feel comfortable, but they have a shy colon. So, but usually after the first session, most people have the process down. And as you say, if it doesn't come out in the session, they have a very relaxing time to spend on the toilet afterwards. So,
and it always releases there. In my experience, my body's been just like, okay, this is what we recognize. So I think anyone coming in is going to benefit from the procedure, period.
For sure. And I'll just comment too that not everybody's body works the same way. Like some people don't have too much come out at the end of the session. In fact, I worked with a gentleman some years ago who he had a back surgery and was taking painkillers and was extremely constipated. It took him several sessions to release anything at all. And it was pretty amazing. When he came to see me, his face was very gray. He had very little color in it. And he was doing several sessions, and I think it took about seven, where he actually had an amazing release. And after that session, the color was back in his face, and he looked like a different person.
That's amazing.
He was so backed up. It was such a miracle. I couldn't believe it. And he just see him feeling so much better. That, for me, was so gratifying. So.
Yeah, I've experienced feeling like I'm glowing, like it's somehow releasing those old toxins. It changes your skin.
Oh, that's a huge benefit that I see all the time. It does. It changes the texture of your skin. It makes it more supple, more elastic from what I have seen in myself and also many of my clients. And the other thing, it just brings more life to your skin. Like people look healthier when they aren't full of toxins.
Yeah.
And any sort of skin condition, a lot of them, not all of them, but they can be really helped by this process. I remember I was diagnosed with some very strange skin condition some years ago, and it was caused by a virus. There was no real cure for it. And my doctor told me that it would take 6 to 8 weeks and maybe longer for this to go away. And I was kind of distressed because it was kind of this red, weird looking rash.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do a series of colonics myself, and within 2 weeks, every trace of it was completely gone, and I was pretty shocked.
That's amazing.
And I was just—it was completely amazing. I was so grateful that was the case. So sometimes the benefits are really surprising, but definitely this affects the skin for sure.
So you know, I'm thinking of this. You mentioned earlier that some clients might come in, say, once a year for, my paraphrase, like a deep cleanse, and there's juice cleanses on the market, you know, people that when we eliminate on a daily basis. So, okay, let me phrase my question differently. If the colon, you said, is about 5 feet long, through regular elimination, mm-hmm. just eating our food, going to sit on the toilet each day, how much of our colon do we clear that way versus coming in for a colonic versus maybe a juice cleanse?
Okay, great question again. So it really depends. Everybody has a different level of bowel movement that they have every day. You want to have something that's pretty formidable, well-formed, pretty easy to be released. And some people don't have that. Some people have a couple of pellets. That's their bowel movement for the day.
Right.
So it really depends on how much you're eliminating, the quality of it, if it's, you know, dry in pellets or if it's loose. And I think one of the big indicators is how you feel. If you feel fabulous and you're digesting well and you're doing great, that is your body telling you whatever you're doing is working really well. But if you're getting bloated after everything you eat and it never goes away and you're really uncomfortable in your body, then it's time to say, okay, what's going on? What's my body trying to tell me? And there are so many different ways of cleansing. And I I don't think you need to cleanse all the time, but I think definitely giving your body a rest and resting your digestive system is a very powerful help in giving your body the opportunity to take over and do whatever healing is necessary. And I think juices are great. You can do a cleanse on just juices if that fits your body. Some people can't do that. It's not enough for them. Some people do beautifully on that. And what I like to do sometimes is just do one day a week on juices. And I think that feels really good for myself. Also, a lot of my clients like to do that too. I have different detox programs that I offer for the beginning person who doesn't want something too complicated, or for the person who's super healthy and done it all and wants to take their cleanse to the next level. So in terms of like what's the big difference between having a bowel movement and what's coming out in the colonic, probably what you're going to see if you have a really good colon hydrotherapy session is maybe 8 or 9, 10 bowel movements versus one that you may have each day.
Wow.
And the other thing that is different is people are always excited about what's coming out in the colonic. That's a huge part of the story.
Yeah.
It's definitely gratifying to see, as you were saying.
Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. It's like an artifact from the 70s or something. But the other kind of hidden benefit that you don't see, that's a magic happening in your body during colonic, is you're getting incredibly hydrated. And I'll tell you this, most people do not drink enough water, or they may drink enough water for 1 or 2 days. And this is how things are getting harder in your system too. So the colonics are really softening up anything that's maybe really hardened in there that's not coming out in your normal bowel movement. And for some people, they can be having a bowel movement every day and be constipated. Mm. I have many, many, many clients come in and say, you know, I'm having this stool every day that is pencil thin. Well, guess what? You have a coating on the walls of your colon, like a hard clay, that is just sitting there, and there's only a skinny little tunnel where something can come out. So, you know, that's fabulous that you're having a bowel movement every day, but it's not complete, and we need to make sure that you're having robust, great bowel movements every day.
Okay, yes, that is important. And I like, Cindy, and I imagine the listeners right now are noticing just the humor you bring and comfortability to this process, that we're able to laugh, that it makes the whole experience just go by really quickly. In fact, that you just really can put people at ease, and we can laugh about what's happening. And I know I've asked you all kinds of questions, like you said, the fears of what can happen there. Like, is this tube going to malfunction, and there's shit everywhere, you know? And it's like, no, that doesn't happen. So you really help put people at ease. So if anyone is contemplating, I would say schedule and go and just see what it feels like. You also use essential oils when, you know, there might be some discomfort in the belly, essential oils that you smell during the procedure, and, you know, to just help us be relaxed and comfortable as we can be.
Yeah, and you have to admit, it is a pretty funny, interesting profession. When I tell people what I do, I get eyes go wide as saucers sometimes, and they're not really sure what it is, or they're kind of afraid to ask. I try to bring some humor to it. That definitely does help the process. And I try to distract people too. And the essential oils are very helpful. They're very potent in helping with the process, for sure. That's a part that people do like as well. Yeah. And it's true. You know, it's interesting. Speaking of the humorous side of it, most people are full of it. And they don't realize it, but definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Literally full of it.
Exactly. I can help with that for sure.
Yes. So, you know, also something you said a moment ago triggered me to think about your background. You have a background as a dancer. You have a prior background in mental health. You're also a Reiki master teacher and practitioner and certified hypnotherapist. Can you talk to our listeners? You're a mother. Of kind of how everything has come together for you to be who you are and what you do currently.
Yeah, that's a bit of a long story, but I'll try to encapsulate it in some way for you that won't put our listeners to sleep.
I don't think it would.
Yeah, so I grew up in Canada, and I have always loved dance, and I was a professional dancer. So coming along with that is you really have to take great care of your body. And, you know, you have to keep it energized. You have to keep it a certain weight and eat foods that, you know, keep you strong and limber. So I was always quite interested in that. And something that happened to me in my teen years is I suffered from very bad acne. And this was very, very, very hard on my self-esteem. And no one really knew how to fix it aside from taking antibiotics, which was great. It helped. But then when I went off of them, it just came back even more fierce than that. So I sort of struggled with that throughout my teens and into my early 20s. And I was always trying to research, you know, what can help. And I stumbled on some nutritional things. And it was interesting. When I was in my early 20s, I did a yoga training course. And one of the prerequisite items that we needed to bring on this month-long course was an enema bag.
Okay.
And I thought that's kind of weird and kind of gross.
Yeah.
And why would we have to do that? So one of the modules in our training was cleansing the body. And we had to learn how to give ourselves an enema, which really freaked me out. And I was very fearful of it. And once we learned how to do it and we went off on our own and did it, it was actually very empowering because now I had this tool. If I was ever constipated or becoming ill, you know, something I could do to help the process. Mm-hmm. And I should also mention, I suffered from constipation as a child growing up too. So, and into my 20s. And after learning about cleansing and doing some colonics, you know, that all went away. And I have not had a problem in probably over 15 years with any of that, which has been great.
Great.
So that's a part of that. Oh, and when I was a professional dancer, I'll go back to that for a minute. I was working at a resort in Northern Ontario called Deerhurst. And this is a place where I guess Shania Twain got her start.
Cool.
And people often ask me about that because
very cool.
years ago, although I didn't know her, she was there long before me. There was a commercial circulating at one point on TV where we were shown like a clip of her, a clip of me. And so people would say, oh, you know, Shania Twain.
Oh, that's so cool.
I did, but yeah, I'm like, that's my claim to fame.
Yes.
During that time of being a performer in that show, I had the days free and I would go to the little health food shop in the small town nearby and just buy random books on health. And I had purchased one that was called Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by an author called Bernard Jensen. And in the book, it was really quite fascinating. He talked about how food is healing your body. It's so amazing. And how cleansing is so important to healthy tissue in your body. And he took pictures of three different persons that he did cleanses with. And one of them had a really badly ulcerated foot. And he took a picture on day one, day four, and day seven of this cleanse that he did using colonics, fresh juices, some natural herbs and supplements, and whole organic foods. And you couldn't have believed the change. You saw the tissue healing, the disease part was getting better. And all these pictures were really cool, and I was really fascinated. And I said, you know, I want to do that. And I had talked to people. Nobody had heard of it in this little town. And it wasn't until about 10 years after that, one of my best friends was turning 60. And she said to me one day, I feel amazing. I have so much energy. I feel like I'm 14 years old again. And
wow.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she said, don't tell anyone. It's my little beauty secret. But I'm doing colonics. And I said, oh my gosh, I totally want to go to your person. I wanted to do it for years. And then that's when I started doing them. And after my third one, I was like, I want to know everything there is to know about this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so that's where my journey began, sort of figuring out, you know, where I would go to study that. And as soon as I went and did the schooling for that, I knew I wanted to open my own business. I didn't know that going into it. I just wanted to know the knowledge
about
of my
it.
Own youth. But
yes.
Yeah. And so I was doing colonics for many years. And then 7 years ago, I had a baby, a little girl who's now
Yes, little Sienna.
Yeah. And after I had her, I wasn't expecting to come down with postpartum depression.
Okay.
So I had a very difficult postpartum time, and I tried a lot of things to help recover myself, including medication and therapy and nutrition and everything that I could research to help. And, you know, although the things helped a little bit, they didn't help enough. I didn't feel back to normal, and I was really, really struggling. So it's a pretty long journey that I was on. But I think all of the little things that I did helped, but nothing really got me over the hump of feeling like myself again. And quite honestly, I felt like a living dead person. I didn't feel like myself at all. And I thought, my God, I'm going to live the rest of my life in this like walking dead state. And so I had remembered someone a long time ago was talking to me about different energies that people pick up and how you can pick up negative energies sometimes, different places, like in hospitals or on the street. And so I had tried everything under the sun to fix myself or help myself get through the postpartum depression. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to Google that, picking up entities or negative energies in hospitals. And I had come across an article written by a shaman. And I said, I'm going to call that person because they seem to know something about this. And so I called the shaman and I said, do you think you can help me? This is what's happened. I was completely fine before I had my baby. I had a great pregnancy and I don't know what's happened to me. And she said, yes, I think I can help you. And so the next day I went to go see her, told her my story. And she was also a Reiki master. And so she did a Reiki session on me. And I just will never forget the feeling in that session. She was like, yeah, you picked up some negative energy. I'm going to put my hands on you and I'm going to freeze the energy. You're going to get really cold, which I did. And then she's like, I'm going to shatter it and, you know, you should be okay. And so I felt my whole body got ice cold and shaky. And I basically, when she did that, just basically felt this deep breath come on. And like, it almost, the only way I can explain it to you without sounding totally crazy is I felt like myself or my spirit come back into my body. And I felt like myself again.
Yes.
And it was such a gift that I have no way to explain, but I've been fine ever since. And so along with that, with my curious mind, I said to myself, I need to know everything there is to know about that. So that's when I started doing all of my Reiki levels and studying about that. And I didn't know that I would add that to my practice, but I did end up doing that, and it has become pretty popular. People love the Reiki. What it does, you know, at very least, is relax you very, very deeply so that your own healing can take over. Mm-hmm. And at the very most, sometimes people can have a miraculous healing like I did. For me, it was an absolute miracle. So that's how I got involved with that.
And I think most people that listen to this show in particular have an interest in metaphysics and spirituality. So I don't think it sounds out of the box at all what you described in the healing session that you had, where it sounds like you were restored to your original wholeness within, that something happened. And then you wanted to gift others with this experience and help with their imbalances through Reiki treatments.
Yes. Yes, because I feel like people are suffering so much in this world. I mean, this is a tough place to be. And the people that I talk to every day, everyone's got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And our nervous systems are amped up. And it's hard to relax sometimes. We're a culture that's really good at pushing ourselves, but we've lost the art of relaxation. And Reiki is something that can kind of bring you back to yourself. That's what happens when we are able to relax. We come back to our true self and our true nature. And that's pretty powerful. That's where a lot of really good things can happen and can flow into your life.
Yes. And my clients as well love the Reiki treatments that I give them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I've worked, you did a Reiki treatment on me and I had never had one. And I thought it was just amazing. So I started to study as well and became a Reiki practitioner and utilizing crystals. And I know you use sound bowls as well, singing bowls as well, in your treatments, and just clients experience such a deep level of relaxation that I think is missing in most people's daily experiences and self-care practices.
Yes, definitely. I'm curious, what did you feel or experience after you had received Reiki for the first time? What did you notice?
Well, I remember particularly if my first session was with you, and I remember seeing colors like vividly, and my eyes were closed. There was a mask over my eyes, and I remember just literally seeing swaths of color of violet and red and yellow and green alternating. And it turns out you had had your hands over that area of my body, over my head. And so I just completely saw colors where there were not, per se, but it was a really mm-hmm. transcendent experience. And I love the singing bowls that you implemented as well. I just find that to really tune the chakra system, which at that point I didn't know as much about as I do now, that it can really bring us into alignment in different ways than, say, reading and studying and working out. It tunes up different parts of our system. So I experienced that in the session with you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, using the singing bowls is very powerful. The vibration of that, it just seems to go very deeply.
It's a frequency.
Body and,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a, as you put it, an aligning frequency for sure. And it's like giving a tune-up to yourself every once in a while doing the Reiki. And I also, a lot of people have told me that they feel like the Reiki is almost like you're doing like an assisted meditation. Mm-hmm. So when my hands are on someone, because they're able to relax in a different way than if they just sit in a meditation pose and try to calm down their mind, this kind of helps kind of quicken the relaxation response, I think, in the body and the mind.
Yes, I agree. So it was really cool to experience. So I encourage listeners. So how do you want people to reach out to you if they're interested in scheduling sessions and inquiring more?
Yeah, if they have questions, they can always call, text, or email me. And I do have my calendar available online at vitalityflow.com. So they can always go there to schedule directly. And if they have additional questions, like I say, they can feel free to call me anytime or email me. That's a good way too. So I'm sometimes a bit tricky to get a hold of. I'm usually with clients all throughout the day. So I usually am able to return a call within 24 to 48 hours.
Well, and you're really good with email. So people can email you through vitalityflow.com, and there's a scheduling online service to book appointments and reach you that way. And you've always been really quick to respond in that way. So just so listeners know how to reach you.
Yes. And I have a lot of good information on my website as well, like frequently asked questions and lots of pictures of the process and the instruments and sort of the most popular questions that people ask. So that's a good way too. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well. So they can maybe get a little additional information at those places. Yeah.
You know, I know I had some trepidation coming in to you because about 15 years ago, I went to one colon hydrotherapy place in New Orleans, and it was not a very positive experience. It wasn't terrible, but the practitioner was not as gentle and reassuring as and kind of like educating how you really walk your client through, like, I'm going to do this and you might feel this or that. And, you know, it was just kind of to have that instrument put up in me and not with much direction on what's going to happen. I remember I hated it.
Oh my gosh.
But I was open to trying again. So I think the practitioner really does make a difference in this procedure and the way you put your clients at ease with, it's okay to laugh or ask a ridiculous question, because certainly everyone walking in that room has a question based on the procedure itself. It's just something really different than what we do. So it was helpful that you put me at ease and that I felt like I could ask whatever question I had in comparison to the other experience.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so sorry you had a negative experience the first time.
Thank you. It's okay. I'm glad I was willing to come back, because I figured it had to be just the person, not certainly just like every therapist. People often have a really, you know, upsetting time with the therapist, and hopefully they don't stop therapy as a result. It's just individually based. There's people that are at different levels of proficiency in their assigned field. So I was glad to find you, and it was such a different experience in a positive way.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And it's true. There is different levels of proficiency. There's also different techniques and different chemistries between client and practitioner. So the technique that I use is extremely gentle. I have trained in a more aggressive technique and a more gentle technique, and I find that the more people can relax, the gentle technique works way better, I have found.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it is a chemistry thing. I have gone to practitioners myself where the process is very easy and smooth. And then I've gone to others where it's a wonderful person and practitioner, but my body just doesn't work well with them and I can't release. So it's definitely something that you want to make sure that you feel comfortable with the person. And the reason that I like to explain the whole process in detail to people is just to put that into their imagination. It's kind of like almost like how the hypnotherapy is. If you can explain something and have somebody get a visual of it before they do it, and have them ask any questions that they might have or express any concerns that they might have, it really puts them at ease versus them coming in with their own self-hypnosis of a big question mark or a scary situation in their mind. It kind of demystifies and clears that and just puts what's really going to happen in their mind. And that sometimes really puts people at ease.
It does put people at ease. Having that knowledge and information really does put people at ease.
Yeah, and I like to flow with what's going to make the client comfortable as well. Like, some people want to talk the whole time, which I love doing. Some people want to just close their eyes and don't want to talk, and that's totally fine too. Or some people are like, can I have my phone with me? And absolutely, it's whatever is going to make you feel.
That's hilarious.
Whatever is going to make you feel the most comfortable. Yeah,
okay,
it's not rocket science here. It's going to work in any way that we need it to work. Yeah.
Yes. So what in our concluding minutes, what would you like listeners to know that we haven't covered as far as the array of services you offer, which are holistic, very comprehensive? What would you like to leave listeners with?
That is a good question. I will say this. If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, and it doesn't have to be your digestive system, and you're just looking for a little kickstart to get you over that hump, I would say try colonics if you feel drawn to do so. It can make a really big difference in a way that you have no way to compare to if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
So it was really life-changing for me. I've worked with a lot of people who it's been really life-changing for. And I think it's just a wonderful thing to add to your toolbox of things to take care of your body, which is such an extraordinarily and beautiful instrument. And we all have beauty and health within us. And it's just a matter of finding the things that are going to let that shine forth. So
that's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, and I see that. I feel very lucky to do what I do. I get to meet incredible people every single day. And that's an honor to be able to do that.
Yes. That's cool. And trusting you with such a vulnerable procedure, the colon hydrotherapy in comparison to, say, Reiki, that's more relaxing and restorative, the colon hydrotherapy being a letting go and experiencing vulnerability with someone in your room.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And on another note, if you have a really cranky relative and you're dreading Thanksgiving or the holidays coming up, you could always get them a gift certificate. that might make them a little less cranky.
Okay, that's fantastic. That's brilliant. And it can be funny too.
Exactly, exactly. It's more of a joke, but you can certainly do it.
But I bet if someone is cranky, I mean, our bodies, like you referred to earlier, hold everything. Our emotions and bodies are intricately interconnected. So if someone is cranky, in pain, agitated, angry, certainly something like a colonic would help release all that that is about, to just feel some more relaxation.
Yeah, sometimes they're just full of poop.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. That'd be a funny card too, that, you know, here's a gift of a colon hydrotherapy session because you're full of poop.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, so, Cindy, yeah. Were you about to say something?
No, I think that's it, unless you had any other questions.
No, I feel good about this. Thank you for being my guest today. And just for listeners to know, I've been with Cindy Folsom, F-U-L-S-O-M, of VitalityFlow.com. And this show will be on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, available. And I'll send you a copy so you can have it available and archived in those ways.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for having me on your show. It's been so fun to connect with you.
Yes. And I look forward to seeing you next time.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening. That concludes an episode of our show today. Please join me next week as I bring you another guest. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir. Only.